Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sean Maloney, tell me about the Ryan budget.
Yeah, it's the same old Tea Party play they're trying to run again. It would cut taxes on the very wealthiest. And to pay for that, it ends the guaranteed benefit of Medicare, turns it into an inadequate voucher program. It slashes Medicaid, turns it into a block grant, which would be terrible for New York, and just has the wrong priorities, kicking kids out of health, Head Start and the rest so we can give huge tax cuts to folks who already got them, who don't need them. It'll blow a hole in the deficit. It's just the wrong direction for America. And we should have decided this question in the 2012 election. And it's a big difference between me and my opponent this year. So we're going to be talking a lot about it.
Okay, let's do two things here. First of all, tell me about why it's a difference between you and your opponent. Has your opponent supported this plan?
Well, sure. As recently as this week, she gave a sweeping endorsement of it. And, of course, when she was in Congress, she voted for it, mm-hmm. not once but twice. Mm-hmm. And people think it sounds like we're making it up, but the Ryan budget literally takes the traditional Medicare program that people have been paying into, counting on, that's working great, and turns it into a voucher program, an inadequate capped amount, and good luck to you. And you get, if that doesn't cover your expenses, the burden's on you. And I think that's a terrible idea. And they do that because they want to give these huge tax cuts to multimillionaires. And that's just the wrong priorities. But there's lots more in there, whether it's block grant and Medicaid or cutting, slashing domestic spending. It would cut more than $100 billion out of food stamps, which is just ridiculous when a bunch of us worked in a bipartisan way to make some reforms to the food stamp programs. We've already saved money in the food stamp programs. We've already cut discretionary spending to the bone. I just think it's the wrong set of choices for America, and Nan Hayworth supports it right down the line, and people should know the difference.
So why do they do it, assuming that the Senate, of course, will have nothing to do with it?
Well, you're going to have to ask Congressman Ryan that, but he's obsessed with this idea that he needs to slash taxes, grow the military more than the military wants, and balance the budget, right? And if what you're trying to do is give huge tax cuts to multimillionaires and grow the defense budget by more than even the Pentagon wants, then the only way to make the numbers line up and try to say you're going to reach balance in 10 years is to have a couple of fantastic, imaginary things happen. One is very real, which is you slash everything else, like food stamps and Head Start, and Medicaid and Medicare. But the other is you say we're gonna end all these tax loopholes. What he really means is he's gonna have to go after the mortgage interest deduction and charitable deductions and all sorts of things that help the middle class and help our home builders and help our realtors. And so it's a crazy budget, and it's designed to, pretend that they're serious about balancing the budget. But look, I was in the Clinton administration. We did it. These guys are talking about it and playing a political game. Nan Hayworth supports this political game. We actually balanced the budget, and we did it the right way. And we didn't go after Medicare, and we didn't go after Social Security. We didn't go after kids and Head Start. And we didn't, give huge tax cuts to multimillionaires. We said they should pay their fair share, too. And so, we got a big choice to make again in this country. I'm serious about reducing our deficit and our debt. I have voted consistently for fiscally responsible policies. And I don't think we need to go after the most vulnerable people in our society so we can keep giving new tax cuts to the very wealthiest who already got them, who don't need them. And that's just a big difference between me and my opponent.
Well, since you've raised Nan Hayworth, I want to get into the politics of the situation. Clearly, she must think that her message, the Ryan budget message, which you've just gone over, will be popular in the district. Otherwise, she wants to get elected. She got kicked out the last time. It was an Obama election. A lot of folks were voting who might not turn out this time. So she must think that the middle class vote is going to support her message.
Alan, I don't know what she's thinking. I heard her on your show. I heard her deny she wanted to privatize Social Security. But, of course, anybody can go on YouTube and go back to 2010 when she was on camera supporting privatizing Social Security. So you're talking about a person who has a set of beliefs. God bless her. This is America. She's entitled to them. But that represent a very extreme, I'd call it a Tea Party view.
But do you think your district is extreme in Tea Party?
Well, listen, I mean, we had this conversation in 2012, and we saw how the vote turned out, and we're going to put that conversation to the voters again. I mean, they, once again, this year, the voters get to choose between, you know, a guy who's been a Bill Clinton Democrat forever. I now have a record. You know, we've done 1,500 constituent cases in a little over a year. We've returned $1.9 million to those 1,500 people. We're working in 48 communities in a bipartisan way, doing disaster relief and 100 other things. We're rebuilding the port of Newburgh. We are working with companies to relocate here. We are getting the Superfund site finally cleaned up in Dutchess County and Hopewell Junction, and working with the biotech industry in Westchester. I mean, I've got a record that I'm proud of. I'm happy to put it against her record, and we'll see. It's a you know, the choice, once again, is a Bill Clinton Democrat and or a Tea Party Republican. And I just think, you know, we're going to win that argument because the Ryan budget and Nan Hayworth's priorities are just wrong. It's wrong to defund Planned Parenthood so you can give tax cuts to multimillionaires. It's wrong to hurt women. She won't support equal pay for equal work. She won't support paid family leave the way I am working on with Senator Gillibrand within a balanced budget. You know, she won't support things that will really help working and middle-class families, particularly, you know, women, like raising the minimum wage. I want to raise it. She won't. You know, this is a real choice.
Will you debate her?
Absolutely. Happy to. Anytime, any place.
And you have polls on this race, Sean Patrick Maloney, between you and Nan Hayworth, that you could share with us?
I was going to say yes and no to that question. Listen, I don't want to get in the you know, we do research on the race, you bet, but
are you happy
you
with what
to,
okay, let me put it this way. Are you happy
to get out your slide ruler, Alan, to know that folks in the Hudson Valley are common sense, middle of the road people who want people in Washington to be responsible, to act like adults. I heard it all year long. Stop this bickering and fighting. You know, people should know I'm the seventh most independent Democrat in the House, voted by Congressional Quarterly. I've been working across the aisle on 100 ways to Sunday, on lots of things, on fiscal issues, on environmental issues, on the farm bill, and I'll keep doing it. But I believe that's what I owe the people of the Hudson Valley, who are not invested in this red team, blue team political game that a lot of these guys down in Washington play. People are sick of that stuff.
Well, okay, just I want to follow up my earlier question about the poll. I know you're not going to give me the numbers of your polling, but are you happy or sad?
Listen, I got a 2-year contract, man, and I think I got to go out there and earn it every day. So we'll take a snapshot of where it is, but the poll that matters is in November.
Yeah. That's what they all say. But I want to know whether or not you're running from a point of confidence or you're running from a point of fear.
Listen, I don't operate from a point of fear, I can tell you that. And it's because I'm proud of the work that we've done. I'm proud that we've helped hundreds of veterans with disability claims. I'm proud that I've passed 3 bills through the House of Representatives that will be signed into law. 2 already are law. That's pretty good for a freshman and a minority. I don't think Nan Hayworth got a bill passed in 2 years, and she was in the majority. So we've done real things, and that makes me feel confident that I got a basis on which to go back to the folks who pay the bills and who decide these things and say, look, I'd like to renew my contract. I want to keep doing this work. So I feel good.
Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney of New York's 18th District in office since 2013. Sean, when we come back the next time, let's talk about Ukraine.
Sure.